I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates. The show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got the finest of guests. He is podcaster Bill Press. He's a friend of ours. Bill, appreciate you coming around. Charles Franklin joins me very, very soon. Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, new Marquette University Law School polling out today. Bill, back to the State of the Union. What about the Republican response? Kim Reynolds, you know, the lady with the cell phone going off as she started her appearance. Bill, what'd you think of Reynolds' effort? She is the governor of Iowa.
First of all, let me say, give a little plug here for my podcast that's up right now.
Yeah, please do.
At Bill Press Pod, it's all about Ukraine with two guests, Joe Cirincione, who was head of the Plowshares Fund and is like sort of the world's expert on the risk and danger of nuclear weapons, of course, you know, with Russia and Putin putting things up on high alert. To talk to Joe about that, together with a former ambassador, Bill Clinton's ambassador to Ukraine, Ambassador Steve Pizer, who was right there in Kyiv and knows the Ukrainian people, knows the Ukrainian government. The two of them, it's an excellent, excellent overview of the whole situation, how we got into it, the whole NATO expansion thing, what Putin's really up to. I just recommend it.
So, Bill, you're saying you had a more relevant conversation than me asking you about Kim Reynolds and the State of the Union last night. Well, no,
I'm not saying it's more relevant, but it's a very good interview. People should not miss it. Now, to your question, I realized the other day that the very first State of the Union that I covered as a journalist was Ronald Reagan in 1982, his first State of the Union. And I have to tell you, so that's like 40 years, right? I haven't watched one response to the State of the Union by a Democratic or Republican politician, and I don't intend to start now. So I did not watch Kim Reynolds last night, nor... So I don't know what she said. It's all canned ahead of time. How do they know, right? They don't know what the president's going to say. It's phony as hell. So I just make a point. Part of my, I have very few principles left, but that's one of them. I just refuse to watch them. But I also did not watch the three Democratic Party responses, which I think was totally, absolutely crazy.
Party responses to a Democratic president's State of the Union?
Yeah, what the hell are they thinking? Three Democrats in Congress gave their own response to the State of the Union last night. You know, why? Why? I mean, you wonder why Democrats are in trouble. It's like Will Rogers said, I don't belong to any organized political party. I'm a Democrat, right? Here you've got the head of the party, the leader of the party, putting out the agenda for not just for the party, but for the nation. And you have three Democrats, there was one conservative, one liberal, and one guy in the middle giving their own take on the State of the Union. You know, my word to them is, shut the hell up. Be a team player. You know, get behind the president and go out there and say, this is what we're for. This is who we are. These guys are out of control. Really pisses me off.
Bill Press, the former president, over, you know, the week or more of the Russian-Ukraine invasion, has shown a lot of support for Putin and doubled down and then went to CPAC and sort of triple doubled down. Bill, what's your reaction been to Donald Trump, and his ever loving support of Vladimir Putin?
I think it's treason. Flat out. I think that's the only word for it. I think it's treason. You know, believe it or not, until the war started, World War II started, there were some Americans, Joseph Kennedy was one of them, Father Coughlin, another one, you know, who actually, Charles Lindbergh, supported Hitler. Once the war started, they sort of said, hey, we misread this guy. Donald Trump is worse than they are. You know, he's always been willing to kiss Vladimir Putin's ass ever since he escalator rather, to run for president. And then as president, we know how much he sucked up to Putin. Everybody was, I remember the question everybody was asking, what does Putin have on Trump? What, where is that video? He's got to have photos. He's got to have something on Trump because Trump will never say anything negative about him. And then Trump says, oh, 17 U.S. intelligence agencies said that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, but Vlad told me I didn't do it. And of course, I believe Vlad, right?
Well, because he strongly denied it, Bill.
You're not surprised that Trump would do that, but for him to support the enemy of the United States is treason, and that's what he's doing. Again, what is it going to take for Republicans just stand up and say, get out of here, Trump. You're not who we are. You're not who America is. I mean, how can they possibly? And then Marjorie Taylor Greene goes last weekend in Florida, member of Congress, to a group led by a guy who said, I admire Vladimir Putin more than Joe Biden, and the Holocaust never took place. You know, and again, why is she still in Congress? What do they need?
Well, Bill, I wish I had more time with you. My good friend Bill Press has got a fine podcast out. Bill, you know, Trump said, look at Wisconsin yesterday, because we had the own cyber ninja fraud. The report came out yesterday, and the guy said we should take back our electoral college votes. Bill, I know we're short on time, but any quick comment? How'd that look outside looking in?
Well, I'm just glad that we're going to have more help for people with mental health problems, because I think you've got a good collection of them in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, they're in the state legislature.
Well, Bill, that's going to drive a wedge. Either you're for the report that says roll back the election, or you're against the report that is supported by Donald Trump. That can't be good. Bill Press, always great when you come around, man. Appreciate you doing so. Stick around, all you fine listeners. Charles Franklin Marquette University Law School polling is next. And Bill, next time I'll get up in the morning. I'll remind you like I promised I would. And, you know, early afternoon, morning, you know, I got around eventually to having you on the show. Great to have you on, Bill.
All right, great to be with you. Have a good weekend. See you. Bye.
More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back with Charles Franklin.
Billy. This is a biggie.
I don't see any reason why it would be.